The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday's program. It is the 8th day of May, folks, 2018. And holding here has been Cab from New York. Go ahead, Cab.
Oh, well, thank you for playing that horrible stuff you just got through playing.
Well, rather than me doing a recap, it came out of the horse's mouth.
It's the worst thing I ever heard. I voted for Trump. I don't have a TV. I don't watch television. I mean, I knew things were bad, but I didn't know they were that bad.
Well, and in fairness, Cab,
insanity.
In fairness, Cab, let me just say here before you continue that Trump has been using the bully stick, so to speak. He did it with North Korea. There has not been an American president that has been talking about quote unquote regimes like Donald Trump has for a lot of years. Now, during that speech, and this is what I want to play the rest of this here so everybody gets the full flavor, including yourself, he also made concessions within his own speech for the Iranian people. That basically what he's suggesting is a deal could be made, they can enrich themselves, and the threat of violence go away, and everybody will be happy, and we can all sing Kumbaya. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Okay.
We'll sing Kumbaya to our country. We're going to be radioactive dust. It won't be, the Bible says, and it's in the Bible about Damascus being in ruins, and there's like tons of stuff in the Bible about the destruction of last days Babylon, which is the United States. If we do this horrible thing, we're going to be judged. There won't be any more America. This is the last straw, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Well, coming from that perspective, I understand what you're saying, but also you've got to understand that the principalities are working to the demise of the United States because we have been the only stopgap to the New World Order, and many people do not understand this. So on one hand, we're saying that retribution is going to be paid out by God for the destruction of this country, which is going to unleash the principalities on this planet for their new world order, because we're the only ones that have been really standing in its way. That in Russia, but Russia is out of the political world game, let's say. They're militarily acting in defense of Syria and Iran. And if not, well, the Israeli wish would have already been fulfilled. So I don't know how
I agree with you that the United States is the only one standing in the way. I think the scriptures in Second Thessalonians about the restrainer being taken out of the way, that is the United States. And once we're gone and the petrodollar is gone, then
petrodollar is already gone, ma'am. It's already gone, and what you're seeing is a reshuffling of the of the financial deck. And one of the major complaints of the globalist is that the Middle East and their countries, respective countries, did not deal with moneyed or interest money. They just weren't having any of it, and that, as we have noted in the past, has been the tool of the globalist to gain control of the respective countries around the world to do their bidding and to move the globe toward a new world order. So, all right, Cab, well, you know what? I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you for everything you do.
Yes, ma'am. Going to keep trying to do it every single day. Go ahead and finish with Mr. Trump, because we're going to get around with the loophole the left here. Now, this sounds eerily kind of like he went after North Korea. And China was in there, by the way, and there is proclamations being made that it wasn't North Korea coming to the peace table because of Donald Trump. It was at the behest and the request of China. You know, in the end result, I don't think really anybody really gives a damn, and I think the Korean people are going to be satisfied with the reunification of Korea, because it's been this way since the 1950s. Go ahead and play the rest of that, if you would, Mike.
The Iran deal was supposed to contribute to regional and international peace and security. And yet, while the United States adheres to our commitment under the deal, the Iranian regime continues to fuel conflict, terror, and turmoil throughout the Middle East and beyond. Importantly, Iran is not living up to the spirit of the deal. So today, in recognition of the increasing menace posed by Iran, and after extensive consultations with our allies, I am announcing a new strategy to address the full range of Iran's destructive actions. First, we will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. Second, we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. Third, we will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon. Today, I'm also announcing several major steps my administration has taken in pursuit of this strategy. The execution of our strategy begins with the long overdue step of imposing tough sanctions on Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Revolutionary Guard is the Iranian supreme leader's corrupt personal terror force and militia. It has hijacked large portions of Iran's economy and seized massive religious endowments to fund war and terror abroad. This includes arming the Syrian dictator, supplying proxies and partners with missiles and weapons to attack civilians in the region, and even plotting to bomb a popular restaurant right here in Washington, D.C. I am authorizing the Treasury Department to further sanction the entire Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps for its support for terrorism and to apply sanctions to its officials, agents, and affiliates. I urge our allies to join us in taking strong actions to curb Iran's continued dangerous and destabilizing behavior, including thorough sanctions outside the Iran deal that target the regime's ballistic missile program in support for terrorism and all of its destructive activities, of which there are many. Finally, on the grave matter of Iran's nuclear program, since the signing of the nuclear agreement, the regime's dangerous aggression has only escalated. At the same time, it has received massive sanctions relief while continuing to develop its missiles program. Iran has also entered into lucrative business contracts with other parties to the agreement. When the agreement was finalized in 2015, Congress passed the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act to ensure that Congress's voice would be heard on the deal. Among other conditions, this law requires the president or his designee to certify that the suspension of sanctions under the deal is appropriate and proportionate to measure and other measures taken by Iran to terminate its illicit nuclear program. Based on the factual record I have put forward, I am announcing today that we cannot and will not make this certification. We will not continue down a path whose predictable conclusion is more violence, more terror, and the very real threat of Iran's nuclear breakout. That is why I am directing my administration to work closely with Congress and our allies to address the deal's many serious flaws so that the Iranian regime can never threaten the world with nuclear weapons. These include the deal's sunset clauses that in just a few years will eliminate key restrictions on Iran's nuclear program. The flaws in the deal also include insufficient enforcement and near total silence on Iran's missile programs. Congress has already begun the work to address these problems. Key House and Senate leaders are drafting legislation that would amend the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act to strengthen enforcement, prevent Iran from developing an internet, this is so totally important, an intercontinental ballistic missile, and make all restrictions on Iran's nuclear activity permanent under U.S. law. So important. I support these initiatives. However, in the event we are not able to reach a solution working with Congress and our allies, then the agreement will be terminated. It is under continuous review, and our participation can be canceled by me as president at any time. As we have seen in North Korea, the longer we ignore a threat, the worse that threat becomes. It is why we are determined that the world's leading sponsor of terrorism will never obtain nuclear weapons. In this effort, we stand in total solidarity with the Iranian regime's longest suffering victims, its own people. The citizens of Iran have paid a heavy price for the violence and extremism of their leaders. The Iranian people long to, and they just are longing, to reclaim their country's proud history, its culture, its civilization, its cooperation with its neighbors. We hope that these new measures directed at the Iranian dictatorship will compel the government to reevaluate its pursuit of terror at the expense of its people. We hope that our actions today will help bring about a future of peace, stability, and prosperity in the Middle East, a future where sovereign nations respect each other and their own citizens. We pray for a future America.
Respecting sovereign nations? Okay, we've heard enough of that. Going back to Syria's Bashar al-Assad killing his own citizens, again, this has been proven to be incorrect from many different quarters many times over. I mean, this is obvious to the world. Now, the UK, France, and Germany has not said anything yet, to my knowledge, about Trump pulling out of this deal. But here we go with a ploy that the poor, oppressed people of Iran, they're the ones that put the Ayatollah, accepted him as the leader of the country because they were tired of being sold out from 1953 to 1979. With the puppet regime the United States thought was kosher, having run Iran. So even Ron Paul chimed in on this deal. The neocons, the new conservatives, Netanyahu want military confrontation with Iran. The American neoconservative and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu don't want to see another nuclear sanctions waiver for Iran because they want military confrontation with the Islamic Republic. Former U.S. Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul says, in a tweet on Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump said he will announce whether Washington will pull out of the Iran nuclear deal on Tuesday afternoon. Well, that has happened. Trump has threatened to withdraw from the nuclear deal, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. It was signed between Iran and five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, United States, France, Britain, Russia, and China, plus Germany, in July of 2015. Some of the people are cheering him. The neocons of this country are cheering him. Of course, they don't want to see another waiver. They want confrontation. As a matter of fact, their best foreign ally is not Netanyahu. Dr. Paul, a three-time American presidential candidate, said in an interview on Monday, just yesterday. Netanyahu, last week, was bombastic himself in trying to present the case and declare how evil Iran was with statistics that were outdated, but he was caught at it. That was the little presentation that Netanyahu made, proclaiming that Iran had lied, or Syria had lied, rather. I think he should have been embarrassed by it, but he's back out again. He urged it. We got to confront them. I don't think he said, let's go to war, but that's what his policy is. He's willing to confront them militarily right now. And there are a lot of people in this country and a lot of people in the administration. Trump is set to decide later today as European allies and of the United States, particularly the UK, are reportedly trying to convince the president to stay in the deal backed by five other world powers. This is the who's who, folks. This list is the who's who. Now, they're not reporting on anything. The five signatories to this, including the United States, Russia, China, France, Germany, and England. We have not heard anything from China or Russia. There's obviously news blackouts in this country about anything having to do with Vladimir Putin and Russia. It's all negative. He's the world's dictator. He's an evil empire guy, and here we go again. They went on to say that the European Union, France, United Kingdom, and Germany have expressed support for the deal in the wake of the new anti-Iran claims by Israel. Iran on numerous occasions asserted that its nuclear program is merely peaceful and not meant to make nukes. But here again, folks, you're hearing the rhetoric. You know, remember Benjamin Netanyahu's bomb at the UN? The red line? And going back to the 80s, it was Iran was building nuclear weapons. Iran, and we expected in 2 to 3 years or 3 to 5, and on it went. It's been a long-running propaganda program to justify what they're doing right now. And wouldn't it be kind of silly for Iran to mix it up militarily with Israel? Now, I've got little doubt that they could handle a conventional altercation, but not a nuclear one. And that's what Israel has, is nuclear weapons. The only ones in the Middle East, the entirety of the Middle East, with nuclear weapons. So let me ask the basic and very simple question. If you were the head of Iran or Syria, would you invite a nuclear holocaust on your country by going after Israel in a conventional manner? I think you already know the answer to that. 800-313-9443 will entertain some of your phone calls. Much more information and news coming your way after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Remember the campaign against Muammar Gaddafi? The evil dictator over there? He was demonized by the West? But here are some fun facts that they chose to ignore while they were talking about somebody who was just an absolute maniacal dictator. The people in Libya, when Gaddafi was in power, had free health care, free electricity, interest-free loans. Newlyweds received $50,000 to go find a home. Mothers received $5,000 on birth of a child. Citizens received a percentage of all oil sales, and petrol was 14 cents per liter in Libya. Government paid 50% of the price of your car. Unemployed Libyans received the average salary for their profession in benefits until they had other employment. A system of government, ladies and gentlemen, that was pretty much profit-sharing for its people in Libya. That's, you know, you can assign different political names to it, but the Libyan people wanted Muammar Gaddafi, for some of the reasons I just stated, to stay in power. So they had to form a coalition against Gaddafi. They had to demonize him. And folks, what Libya looks like now is absolutely horrendous. Absolutely bombed out shell of its former self. And this is all for the liberation of the Libyan people. And there is absolute chaos in Libya, just as in Iraq, just as they are doing in Syria, and apparently next up on the block is Iran. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John. You know my position on Israel and nukes now, don't you?
I do a recap, Rick.
Well, I don't think they have them. I think this is a poker game.
Ah, no.
I think they're doing a great job of getting oil to $75 a barrel on Brent North Sea crude.
Yeah, but you're making a statement that Israel doesn't have nuclear weapons. Yeah, they do. Why wouldn't they have?
Yep. Because I don't think the industrialized world would let these kooks have them. And you need a lot of land for nukes. You know, if they have nukes, they got to have them on the ground there in Israel. And if one of them's a dud or one of them goes off accidentally, the whole country gets contaminated. I'm just betting that Israel's playing poker, and I don't think they have them. And I think this is a lot of pomp and circumstance on Trump's part to get the price of oil up. The price of oil, when it's down there like $40-$50 a barrel, these pension funds need that money. They need the profits that oil companies throw off to keep these pension funds from going under. And I really think this is about the price of oil, because if you look at the price of oil, it only goes up when there's a threat of war. Because remember, before the first Gulf War, back in the 1990, oil was $15 a barrel. And then in 1996, it was $20 a barrel. So that's the price of oil, is $20 a barrel. So they're constantly trying to artificially get the price of oil up. And, you know, that's just the way I see it. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, Rick, I think you're wrong on your assessment here of Israel and them having nukes. I think your assessment on that, I think you're dead wrong. But thank you for your call. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi.
Hello.
What I hear from Trump's speech, because I try to understand how he speaks, but he mentioned 1978, 1979, Iran,
mm-hmm.
here in the U.S., Korea, Iran, you name it, worldwide. You got your senior executive services circle getting placed into all these countries, okay? They are the terrorists that he's talking about. I believe Korea, U.S., Russia, China, Syria are dumping these MI5, MI6 agents out of these countries that want this so-called war or the plan for Israel. Because, you know, Obozo and Clinton and Kerry, that whole administration sold yellow cake to these SES and circle of Iran. And that's what's on the table. Trump is threatening circle and SES of their countries. That's really what's going on. And they're running scared. They're all running. The rats are running out of D.C. You see AGs. You see, what do you call it? What's his name from New York got busted? Because they all have the goods on each other. Well, that's ending. And that's my take on this. But you got to listen to how Trump talks, because he talks different than a lot of people. Oh, he's not keeping his promises. He's destroying these people. You could see the, I don't know, Q is real or not, or whatever, QAnon and all that. But there's a lot going on. And how about Liz Conkin, her tweets? She's in on it, and I sent her stuff about how to break this stuff down, because I know their name.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roxanne. Appreciate your call. Let's go to break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Now, there's more bellicosity coming out of Netanyahu. He's claiming that Iran is planning to plant very dangerous weapons in Syria. Now, it's well known that relations between Iran and Israel have been tense over the past months, with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu accusing Tehran of allegedly continuing to work on its nuclear program despite the deal negotiated in 2015. He said Netanyahu has accused Iran of planting very dangerous weapons in Syria in a bid to threaten Israel. Now, how this is going to threaten Israel, use your Netanyahu imagination. According to the prime minister, Iran is seeking to plant very dangerous weapons in Syria for the specific purpose of our destruction. He went on, noting that Iran's alleged actions are directed against Israel since Tehran openly calls daily for the destruction and elimination of Israel from the face of the earth. Now, let me qualify this one more time. It has not been Syria's wish or Iran for the destruction of Israel. It has been spelled out very clearly that they did not want Israel wiped off the face of the map. They wanted Zionism wiped off the face of the map. Much like our neocon Republicans in this country, in Israel you have the Likud government and its views setting policy. So let's dispel with the rhetoric and just stick to facts. Meanwhile, Iran responded to Israel's accusation with a few harsh words of their own, stressing that the country's military was capable of defusing any potential threat against Iran. And coming out of the Chief of Staff, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, he was quoted by the news agency IRNA, quoting, "The armed forces are delivering their best services and no threat frightens Iran." They've been under siege for over 60 years, ladies and gentlemen. Relations between the two countries, which have always been strained, deteriorated last month after two Israeli F-15 fighters, and where did they get those from, jets struck the T-4 airbase in Syria on April 9, killing seven Iranians operating in the country on behalf of the Syrian government. The war of words between the two has intensified further after Netanyahu claimed earlier this month that Israel had obtained 100,000 paper documents and digital documents, which, according to him, irrefutably proves that Iran's nuclear program had a secret military component, codename Project Ahmad. Now, it's a little fuzzy here because that was supposed to be Syria's. Now it's Iran's. The declaration was made shortly before May 12th deadline when U.S. President Donald Trump decided whether or not Washington will remain a party to the nuclear agreement. Wow. And on it goes. Paul Craig Roberts poses the question, and it's a proper one, in its context and in its meaning, do Americans want to die for Israel? He says only a few days remain, and obviously this was written a couple of days ago, before Trump announces whether he's pulling the U.S. out of the multi-nation agreement with Iran. Iran has kept the agreement. You can get that at www.geopolitica.ru/en. Go read it for yourself. Even Washington's vassals, U.K., France, and Germany, have announced that they are sticking with the agreement. This is coming out of Sputnik News, one of the signatories of that agreement back in 2015, that, of course, being Russia. So where is the pressure on Trump coming from to destroy the carefully negotiated agreement in which Iran agreed to forego development of nuclear weapons? It comes from Israel and Israel's American fifth column, the neoconservatives. Israel is a reason for Washington's hostility towards Syria and Iran. Israel has twice tried to occupy southern Lebanon, which Israel covets for its own water resources, and twice Israel was driven out by the Hezbollah militia. Now, the Hezbollah is supplied by Syria and Iran. If Israel succeeds in using the U.S. military to destabilize Syria and Iran, Hezbollah would be cut off from supplies, and Israel could succeed in its invasion of southern Lebanon. That is what all the lies told about Iran are about. By creating a boogeyman out of Iran, Israel can build up America's public support for the U.S. military action against Iran. Americans should ask themselves, do I want to die for Israel? Well, do you? That's the position of Paul Craig Roberts, and I agree. There is, in fact, more funding going to not the white helmets in Syria, but $300 million for weapons is going to be given to the resistance against Bashar al-Assad's government in Syria. And that $300 million is coming from the United States. The white helmets have been exposed to the entire world of exactly who and what they were. They weren't the good guys just running in the middle of the mayhem over there. That was an arm of the anti-Assad forces, and they were used regularly for propaganda. Well, when that story comes out, Donald Trump pulls the support for the white helmets, but we're just going to write a big fat check or drop a couple of pallets of hard cash over there to the opposition in Syria to the tune of $300 million. Where does it end? When we get control back of our government, ladies and gentlemen, and we get sane people in our Congress once again, that's where this is going to end. So all this rhetoric about draining the swamp, that doesn't strike 100% true chord with me. It just does not. Now, I have been, I don't want to use the word attack. Maybe that's a little strong, but I've been derided for not for being an anti-Trumper. Well, on some things Donald Trump does, I applaud him for. For other things that he does, I don't applaud him for. And it just seems that people want you to jump right into a tribal bag of tricks. Either you're for or you're against. Well, I wouldn't be doing my job if I put a stamp of approval on everything that Donald Trump does. So one person accused me of being a never-Trumper. Well, I guess you could accuse me of not being a Trumpette. But there's also, when there's good things to report on Donald Trump and what he has done, I will report on it. When there are bad things that Donald Trump is doing and saying, I will report on it. Does that make me an anti-Trumper? Well, pick a day. Some days he does good things and we report that he has done a good thing, and other days he does bad things and we report on those as well. There seems to be a lot of people that want to see people in their respective political tribes. Democrats, Republicans, let's have that battle going on. And the irony of all this is simply, let's pull out the rule book and take a look at it. But that's been smashed over the years, almost into unrecognizable form of government that we're supposed to have in this country. I don't know what else to say. It is what it is. I don't know, folks. The Israeli forces over there, Netanyahu's put them on high alert over the alleged spike in Iranian activity in Syria. And Israel has been, I found that sovereignty statement by Donald Trump to be kind of ironic, because the United States has been waging war against sovereign governments in the Middle East, and he's been doing it. George Bush did it. Obama has done it. The United States has done it, all without a declaration of war. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what your definition of war is, but when you're laying waste to entire cities, millions of people are dying, I would consider that to be an act of war, would you not? All rather fascinating. 800-313-9443. Everybody's sitting out there right now trying to digest what's going on and trying to make some sense of it. To pro-offer an opinion on it? Well, you've heard my opinion. And there are some that even saying that, you know, well, there is method to this madness. And supposedly in 1979, Iran bombed the U.S. embassy and held hostages. Yeah, there were hostages taken, but this is what was in direct contravention to what the United States and the CIA did, along with the stamp of approval from our State Department back in 1953. That was the first telltale sign of ongoing nation building in the Middle East. Do you remember the rhetoric? Do you remember what the U.S. news media was doing about Saddam Hussein's Iraq, about how women didn't have equal rights, imposing our quote-unquote values on a foreign country that wanted nothing to do with the United States. Oh, they had to wear burqas, and they couldn't drive, and women couldn't do this, and women couldn't do that. Well, you try to superimpose what you have in one country upon another, that's called an imposition of culture. I think that's an apt description. And they didn't want the values of the United States. They didn't want their funny money. They didn't want to have abortions. There was a lot of things that the Iraqi government did not want. The big one is they didn't want the gangster banksters operating inside their country. That was first and foremost. Go ahead, Mike. Just give it to me. Okay. I'm sorry? Oh. So what's Russia come out and do? Well, they've made their thoughts known on this. The U.S. pressure on Iran, as I said earlier, has nothing to do with the nuclear deal. Increased U.S. pressure on Iran is politically motivated and has nothing to do with the nuclear deal. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rabkov has said Donald Trump has promised to announce his decision, and he's already done that. Sources told the New York Times that he's planning to withdraw from the accord, which he has, reinstating the old restrictions and imposing new ones against Tehran. Trump had previously slammed the JCPOA as the worst deal ever and threatened to quit landmark agreement if not amended to also include Iran's ballistic missile program and activities in the Middle East. Now, separate those two issues. If Iran has the capability of ballistic missiles, does it necessarily mean that they are nuclearly equipped? No, it does not. Because as of this date, Iran has no nuclear warheads on which to put on any sort of ballistic missile. This is a potential threat. Well, for icebergs out in the Atlantic, Northern Atlantic, for shipping, there's always a threat of running into an iceberg. Does that mean that every ship is going to encounter a potential disaster at sea by running into an iceberg? No, it does not. Potentially, there is the threat, but safeguards are taken. You look at your radar, you communicate with other ships. And there are groups out there, government groups, that track and trace and let the shipping lines know where the damn things are located. So the potential, yeah. The sun has the potential of just blowing up and cooking us to burned out cinders. It has the potential for doing that if something structurally goes wrong with the sun. Potentially. It has the ability to cook us medium rare. Is it a real threat? No. Potentially, yes. Now, the U.S. and Israel have claimed that Tehran has been developing missiles that are capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Washington calls to broaden that 2015 JCPOA, that's the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, and that deal in order to include the country's ballistic missile program, are unjustified, according to Rabkov. In our view, those demands toward Iran are dictating by a political approach and the desire to increase pressure on Tehran due to the circumstances that aren't related to the JCPOA, and generally speaking, have nothing to do with Iran's nuclear program. The deputy foreign minister said that Iran is following the recommendations of the UN Security Council Resolution 2231, which covered the JCPOA accord to refrain from developing nuclear-capable delivery vehicles. Any nuclear scientist will tell you that nuclear-capable delivery vehicles are significantly different in design and characteristics from missiles intended for the delivery of conventional warheads. The diplomat said, noting that if we approach this not in a political way but professionally, it will become clear that Iran isn't involved in such kinds of studies, and there could be no complaints against it in this regard. Now, the U.S. has long been concerned by increasing Iranian influence in the Middle East, where Tehran remains the top geopolitical rival for Washington allies, Israel and Saudi Arabia. And read that is Saudi Arabia has become the puppet of Israel, and by extension, the United States. The administration has labeled Iran the number one terrorist state, blaming it for supporting various Shia Muslim groups in the region, including the Lebanese Hezbollah, the Palestinian Hamas, and the Houthis in Yemen. Now, U.S. pressure on Tehran is unlikely to deliver the results Washington hopes to achieve, Rabakov stressed, adding, the whole experience of working on the JCPOA proves that in the situation with Iran, unilateral concessions are impossible. A dialogue and search for solutions should continue instead of increasing pressure and trying to achieve unilateral concessions from Tehran. The 2015 deal signed by Iran and the P5 plus one powers, again, China, France, Russia, UK, US, plus Germany is in there as well, and the EU, saw international sanctions on Tehran lifted in exchange for Iran curbing its controversial nuclear program. Since then, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, has confirmed Tehran's compliance with the accord on numerous occasions. So it's their word against the interest of Israel and the United States. Rabakov went on to say, we urge the U.S. not to make ill-conceived steps and don't kill off this deal, adding that Trump not prolonging the waiver would be a direct violation of the JCPOA. Iran Speaker of Parliament, Ali Lajani, said that on Tuesday that the Americans did not implement their commitments in accordance with the nuclear deal, the IRNA reported. According to Langarni, Washington only understands the language of force, but not diplomacy. Earlier, the Iranian president, Rouhani, hinted that his country could stay in the nuclear deal even in the case of the U.S. withdrawal, if the remaining signatories guarantee that they will keep complying with the accords themselves. Now, let me stress at this point, none of the other signatories to this are opposed to the Iran deal except the United States. So now it's time to whip up aggression, more sanctions against Iran, with its contention that Iran's an evil force, they're spreading terrorism across the world, and that the Iranian people need freed. Sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? That's what they said about Libya. They needed to be free from Muammar Gaddafi. This is what they said about Iraq, and Saddam Hussein needed to be freed from these people. Same thing that was said about Syria and Assad, that the Syrian people deserve better than Assad, even though in the last two presidential cycles they voted the guy 86%. 86% of the Syrian people voted for Mr. Assad. But we don't like him. So therefore, the hell with the Syrian people. Basically, what's being said again is the hell with the Iranian people, but giving them the promise of freedom from their extremist government. Folks, it's only extreme when we're involved. We're not involved, the extremism goes away, and the threat of worldwide terrorism goes away. See, there's kind of a catch-22 going on here, isn't there? You keep getting phone calls, but nobody wants to come on air. Okay. So, okay. So now it's 4+1. And these other countries, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't look like they're ready to throw in the towel on the agreement that they signed 3 years ago. it's going to go from here? Well, I think you can just about guess. So we're going to have highest sanctions against Iran. That ought to get their cooperation. You know, I don't know if people understand what the tenets of war is. To beat your... The word enemy is thrown around. But any war against two warring countries is to beat the other one into submission, okay? Now, we haven't declared all-out war on Syria. They thought that the same program would work as it has with other countries. But that's not it's not washing, because guess what? Russia has been in there. That is the only reason that Syria and Iran are still standing. The only reason. Otherwise, the seven-country list would have already been fulfilled. The propaganda and the war machine would have continued until all opposition to being occupied and being a puppet and being dictated to by Israel or Saudi Arabia or the United States. That has not come to pass. The only thing that stood in its way has been Russia. So you can see where the demonization of Russia and Vladimir Putin was absolutely necessary, up to and including, oh, the Russia collusion with not allowing Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States. Really? This has been a slow-rolling, consistent agenda. And it's once you understand what this is about, it's very easy to understand where they're going. Let me take one last call on the National Intel Report today. Nancy in California. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, John.
Yes.
You know, I listen to RBN, but I never turn on the mainstream news because they're a bunch of liars. And everything you've said is so true. We meddle and stir things up. I wish that they would abide by what the Founding Fathers said, friends to all, alliances with none. I don't remember the exact quote. I think you probably are familiar with what I'm talking about.
The whole concept was foreign entanglements, and Washington, being the first president of the United States, said as much. Beware of foreign entanglements.
Yes.
Leads to bad end.
Yes. It's maddening. And Thomas Jefferson said that he who reads the newspaper is less informed than those who don't. That's to paraphrase.
Yeah.
But anyway, sure do appreciate you, John.
Thank you, Nancy. And by the way, it wouldn't hurt for people from time to time to tune in to the mainstream media just to see how much of a clown act it has actually become. I do it for purposes of digesting their stuff versus the reality of the world. I want to thank you all for being here today. Be back with you with another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. Thanks for being here today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.